Wow, it's hot. Welcome to Mooresville and Lamoille County. Mooresville is an incredible community. It's where I went to school. It's where my wife Melissa and I decided to raise our family. And it's where our incredible kids, Eli and Mia, spend time with their friends and prepare for the world at our local middle school, a place where I was a student nearly 40 years ago. And I just want to acknowledge at this moment how many people are here from all of the times during my life and how much it really means to me to see all of you here. This is an incredible day, and your support means an immense amount to me. Today, I asked you, my family, my friends, and my colleagues to gather here in the heart of Mooresville, in the heart of Vermont, to announce my candidacy for the governor of the state of Vermont. I'm running for governor because the success of towns like Mooresville will be a vital part of Vermont's future, and because I want every Vermonter to have the opportunities and the choices that I've had. You know, in the early 70s, my mom and my dad moved to Walcott in search of a better life. My dad had been a bank branch manager, and he and mom decided together that they would move to Vermont. But when he came to Vermont, there weren't as many jobs as there were where he had been. And so he took a job, one, as a working on a Christmas tree farm, and then also working as a carpenter. He later started a farm on Town Hill Road in Walcott with 200 sheep and 200 maple taps. And even then, it didn't all work, so he had to moonlight as a carpenter. Like many Vermonters, he had to create his own way and his own business so that he could make a living. And my mom followed the time-honored tradition of service, public service in the state of Vermont, and she served as the town clerk of Elmore, which is basically the heart of the community. It's where you find out everything that's going on. My brothers and I, not all of them are able to be here today, experienced the joy of growing up in rural Vermont. Some of it was hard work, putting in hay on hot summer days like today, helping out with sugaring and stacking wood, but a lot of it was incredibly fun. We would ski, cross-country ski in the fields, and we'd hop in the local ponds, and I have many fond memories of going up to the Barton Fair riding the bumper cars. Usually my brother would bump me more than I would bump him. And when I graduated from University of Vermont, I realized that while I had loved being here, I wanted to see other parts of the country. I wanted to see what they had to offer. And so I left Vermont and went to Indiana to attend the Indiana University Law School. And then I took my first job in New York City. About 2 years into that job, I remember sitting on the 26th floor of a New York skyscraper in Midtown Manhattan and thinking to myself, is this all there is? I felt the pull to return to Vermont. I felt the pull to have the sense of community that Vermont offered, and the opportunity to raise a family and build a career where I had grown up. And so in 1993, I returned to Vermont. In 1999, Melissa and I moved to Mooresville. And when I came back to Mooresville, I'd spend time in this building. This was the heart of Mooresville. It was Arthur's department store, built by Arthur and Teresa Breaux. It was the place where, when I went to my junior prom, I came and got my tux. It's the place where I would buy work shirts and socks. And when the kids were born, it's the place where we used to buy clothes for the kids. It was also the place where you came to find out what was going on in Mooresville. Because neighbors and friends spent a lot of time walking through and talking to Teresa and Arthur. And if you wanted to know what was happening in town, you came in and you talked to Teresa. And she'd give you some editorial views about what was happening as well. Arthur's truly was the center of our community. It was the center of our downtown. And when it closed in 2010, it left an incredible hole in our community. And I believe that Mooresville at that moment was at a crossroads. But here's what happened. With state and community partners, our town worked incredibly hard to transform this building into what it is now. Housing that people in Mooresville needed and could afford, and retail space that was necessary in the downtown. You see it with Pizza on Main in front, and you see it with the housing that's up above. It's a great example of what a town in investing in itself can do to move from its past to its future. And throughout Mooresville, you see this commitment and investment. Just down the road is Concept 2, the global leader in indoor rowing equipment. We have EcoFast and Solar, which is an innovative company that's part of our thriving Vermont solar industry. We have Butternut Farm, Dave Marvin's business, one of Vermont's top maple syrup producers. We've got Lost Nation and Rock Art, two terrific craft breweries. Green Mountain Distillers, I know that Tim and Howie are here today. An incredible place making spirits. Down the road, we have Bee's Knees and Thompson's and Moog's. Incredible places for people to gather in the community. Organizations like Salvation Farms and the Revitalized Church housing Meals on Wheels. And then the Old Grange and the Old People's Academy building that houses the River Arts Center. All of these businesses and these entities contribute to the transformation of the town from its past to its future. They contribute to making our community stronger and more vibrant. You may ask, why do I tell this story? Because it's not an accident. Mooresville has invested in its downtown, in its Oxbow Park, its transportation infrastructure, and its entrepreneurs and elected officials and community volunteers, educators and artists have all come together to shape the community over the years. And Mooresville's not alone throughout the state. Cities and towns across the state are leading the way, from St. Albans to Winooski to Rutland, from Hardwick to Barrie to Brattleboro. These communities and others are investing in their downtowns and in their local businesses and are seeing returns on those investments. And it's why I am so optimistic about this great state. Our state government needs to be an active partner in supporting vibrant and livable downtowns because we know that strengthening local communities is the key to our success. It is what will attract and retain Vermonters, young and old alike. And we know that we all want that to happen. So together, we can build on this foundation, we can invest in our strengths, and keep Vermont a place where people want to live, work, grow up, and grow old. Like Vermont, like Mooresville, Vermont has to invest in itself. We need to draw on the passion and talents that are found in every corner of this great state. We need to create the Vermont that we want. Every Vermonter I talk to, all around the state, wants to make our state strong and successful. It gives me great hope for our future. So people ask, what do we want? Well, I can tell you as governor, I want our state to be the state of opportunity for entrepreneurs, for working families, for our young people. I will support local businesses that invest in their workers, invest in their communities, and protect the landscape. And I will seek to invest all of these Vermonters who are working so hard to get ahead. As governor, I want Vermont to be the state of equality. When we led the nation in establishing the right of people to marry whom they love, one of the most meaningful and emotional moments that I've had in public service. We were building on a core belief that all of us are equal, sending a message from schoolyards to workplaces that we should all be treated the same. As governor, I want to lead a state of excellence, where we work hard to make sure that every child has equal educational opportunities, so every young adult has access to affordable college, so people who want to get training to advance themselves can get it, so all of our friends and neighbors have access to affordable quality health care, and every Vermonter has the ability to earn a good living. In my work as a legislator and speaker, I've listened to Vermonters' concerns, standing on the sidelines of many youth soccer games, occasionally in a local bar or restaurant, and attending town meetings. I've heard Vermonters' feedback and have put those ideas into action to move our state forward. And I am committed to being a governor who listens, learns, and leads in partnership with Vermonters every single day. The candidacy I announced today and the vision I will bring to the governor's office are rooted in a deep appreciation of the strengths of these hills and of these people. Like Morrisville, Vermont can reinvest, reinvigorate, and continue to grow and thrive. And we need to do this together, and we need to make that work happen every single day. Vermont is the state I grew up in. It's the state I came back to. It's the state I love, and it's the state I seek to lead. Today, I ask for your trust and your support in my candidacy for governor of the state of Vermont.
Take some questions.
Do you plan to continue as